Hey everyone, welcome back. Matt here. Thanks for joining another episode that we really don't have a title for. If you stick with us through this entire episode, you'll realize that this one covers a vast array of topics from golf, bourbon, Buckeye football, life, and more. It's not a course review, it's not really a juice talk, although we do have a blind that we're sipping. And it's really just a hodgepodge episode that, frankly, I couldn't edit. And so instead of trying to chop and splice a semi-coherent episode for you all, we thought what better way than to give you a sneak peek of behind the scenes of how our normal conversations go. The scene is that we were going to go and do an in-person review, but life happens and kiddos were testing the patience of more than a couple of families. And so we decided to make it a virtual one, and the topics ended up spanning quite a bit of different areas. What we envisioned was trying to wrap up Bandon, yes, 1 year since the actual trip, and some short courses, food, and other miscellaneous things from our trip that we had back last September. Instead, what you're going to get is a bit of a cross between juice, ball, and life of just four dads kind of living in a Midwest football town. And so without a title, I guess we'll call it a juice talk, but be forewarned that it is very much all over the map. We look forward to wrapping up Bandon at some point, and hopefully before our next adventures. And we also wanted to give you some content reverberating the airways for any of our listeners out there. And so with that, we thank you for joining us, and we do really appreciate your support. And with that, let's get to the show.
Still have my bottle from 2021 from the High West Distillery. Thought I'd probably never get one again. So I still have not opened that bottle from 2021. And I got the last one at Bodega on like Saturday evening. So I was pretty pumped about that. Now we're definitely opening one.
It's good.
Yeah. So
you didn't go pick yourself up President's Choice on Saturday?
I was going to ask you guys. I got the email, and this tells you how much bourbon hunting I've done. I got the email and I read it, and I was like, ah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm not doing that. it's at Kroger, 8 minutes away. That's tough. I can't do that. So,
too far.
Did you guys go out?
No, I didn't.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. No. Has anybody had the President's Choice bottle? Because to me, it screams awesome bottle that is probably not worth the hype. But I like Old Forester products, so I'm intrigued.
I have never tried one, but 7 to 9 year old Old Forester for $250 is
a
tough pill to swallow.
Proof point, I think, matters too. It's pretty variable, right?
Yeah, they're all single barrels, so wow. You're playing single barrel roulette at $250.
Yeah,
theoretically, with some of the better stocks that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
There's a lot of things that I could spend $250 on.
That's tough. Yeah. I did not know it was that much, which tells you how much I opened the email. I didn't click on the link, but it looks like a really cool bottle to have on the shelf. I didn't know it was $250.
So to not do that, I got my first lottery loss of the year or of the summer. So that was
lottery
good.
Loss. Same. Yeah.
So we've got two chances at Four Roses and two chances at, or actually three chances at Four Roses and two chances at Old Forester. So we'll see how those go.
Wow.
When's that?
Birthday,
you mean the birthday bourbon? Yeah.
And the Four Roses Ellie.
Yeah, I put the birthday lottery in.
So
did the Ellie already close?
Uncertain.
When did that go through?
Started last week.
Might be donezo.
I tell you what, I mean, only two drinks, but this is a very smooth bourbon, Matt.
You like it?
Not a lot of bite.
Today, 25th. Yeah.
Packed with flavor.
24th. Yesterday.
I think it's flavorful as well.
Yeah. This is probably another pour where if you tell me it's over 110 to 115.
I brought more.
I'm gonna be very, very impressed.
Sorry, say that again. If it's
over like 110 to 115 proof point, if it's over that, I'm gonna be very, very impressed because it's got a lot of flavor, but there's zero sting at all. I mean, it goes not to be like that guy, but it goes down like Buffalo Trace. Like it's just like an easy drinker with a lot more flavor.
Yeah. Yep. I fully agree with the assessment.
Man, yeah, that's really good.
I did pick us up an interesting one to try in September.
Nice. Well, that's what I'll just bring one of those prisoner share bottles.
Oh, yeah, for
in September.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for these finished in the wine barrels, man.
Nice.
Because of the week we're up there.
Hey, first of all, that was sitting right. This tells you where I'm at with the bourbon journey. That was sitting right next to the High West, and I could have bought that alongside it. And I was like, nah, Tommy said it was just regular.
Well, this one's not. The PGA ones have been.
Okay.
This one, the story is, so for the previous Ryder Cup in France, it was Elijah Craig finished in French oak.
Oh.
Marrying the U.S. piece of it with the French piece of it. This one, given it's in New York, is Elijah Craig finished with toasted sugar maple and applewood staves. The sugar maple is the state tree of New York. Applewood represents the Big Apple. So, wow. I don't know. The only applewood that I know is usually in like bacon and smoked meats. So,
yeah, yeah,
it could be weird
that you'd buy,
but I don't know. We'll see.
Intriguing.
So,
that is intriguing. I don't. Since this is probably a juice talk episode, I want to be cautious of how much golf we talk here, but
yeah.
One, do you think Keegan picks himself?
Yeah.
And two, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I would.
He's top 10 in points by himself.
I think he was 11th officially.
Okay. Well, he finished top 10 in the Tour Championship.
Yeah.
I could see it go either way, but I think because he's played so well, if he wasn't the captain, he'd have been picked, in my opinion. And I think if you're in this position and you get to do what you want, like I think what he really wants is he'd rather play.
For sure.
Than be the captain.
100%.
And so I think he knows he's got this one chance opportunity. He's got no promises 2 years from now. And I think he's going to do what he wants because he wants to make amends for the shit. What was it? Was it Medina or what? He wants to make amends for a few things. He wants to make amends for the Netflix, you know,
wants to open that darn suitcase, man.
Exactly. just the heartbreak from Zach and everything else. So I think he does. I could see him not doing it. And like, his comments, I think up till now have been really good of like, no matter which decision I make, I'm going to get flack for it.
Yeah.
So if he's of that mindset, he might as well just do the one that he really wants. And I think he really would much rather play.
Yeah. He finished in the, finished in the top 12 on his own. Like,
who are you leaving at home then?
I think he's leaving Cam Young.
Don't 12 go?
Yeah, but I mean, are you just taking the top 12?
I don't think he will.
Rumor is he called Sam today. Sam Burns is going to be on the team. This is the rumor.
Whoa. So
I think it was coming down to Sam and Cam. Cam Young and Sam Burns. Where we're like, who is he going to pick?
And Morikawa's a lock?
So supposedly that's the rumor. I don't know if...
I think Scott Anderson can beat Morikawa right now.
I don't know that Brian Harman fits Bethpage. I have a feeling he's staying home.
If Brian Harman gets picked, what are we doing?
Correct.
Like, do we have an old MacBook laying around that can do like Excel calculations? Because Brian Harman should not be on the team.
No,
I don't think he'll be on the team either.
And I love watching Brian Harman, but I mean, he's just not a good. This is not a good fit.
No, I mean,
yeah,
Cam Young, Sam Burns. They both feel like good fits at Bethpage. Math McNeely is a wild card.
Yeah.
Benny Shades has played well, but I don't know that he's played well
as of late.
I think he'll get in.
He did play well on big boy golf courses.
He did.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. All right. So all that considered, do you feel good about the U.S. side of things?
I don't think it's a guarantee. It's going to be a fun battle.
I don't feel good.
I mean, you don't feel bad like we're going to lose, do you?
I do.
You think
I, well, I mean, listen, I'm going to root my heart out. Okay. Yeah. I love the Ryder Cup, but I truly feel like this is the first time in quite some time that Europe is coming over here with the better team, like as a whole. Now we go over to Europe all the time with what I think is the better team, and then we lose. So that, you know,
yeah.
I think New York really helps us. I guess I'm glad it's in New York
sure.
this year. I think the Europeans are going to get treated very poorly, and whether you like that or think that's fair, I think that helps our team. I mean, I think because some of these guys are pretty like boring. I mean, Russell Henley, I love Russell Henley, but he's just pretty much like a,
correct.
He's just kind of like
a he's a run of the mill PGA Tour golfer.
Yeah. And like, he's going to be hard to beat.
Excitement.
Yeah. But I don't like my chances like with Russell Henley going over to Europe right now. I mean, and I'm kind of thinking like, man, if Scotty doesn't play well, I don't know. I don't know. Just look at their
list though. Like, I mean, Rory McIntyre, Fleetwood, Rose, like all playing really well.
Great.
Hatton seems to be playing okay in LIV, but
played well in the majors.
Rasmus Højgaard
also played well.
Shane Lowry
50-50.
Yeah, sort of. Maybe.
He always plays well in the Ryder Cup.
Sepp Straka.
Sepp sucked.
Ludvig has not been in his best form. Victor has certainly not been in his best form. Fitzpatrick's
they fine. Might leave Fitzpatrick off the team.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's how strong the team is.
But I'm just going down their top. That like that's their top 11, right?
Yeah.
Like it outside of the, you know, the top four guys there that have been playing super. I mean, it doesn't feel like a murderer's row of European guys.
Do you think he picks himself, Matt?
I think he probably does. I don't like the decision as a captain. But also, if there's ever a team for him to pick himself, this is the one I would understand because we do not have an abundance of riches. So, you know, I mean, like if he was the captain of the Whistling Straits team and he's picking himself, I'd be like, what are we doing? You know, we're just loaded. I mean, Spieth's still playing great. Like now though, who had Ben Griffin in their bingo card 12 months ago, right? Like
who had Henley or Harris English in their
exactly
as automatic Ryder Cup qualifiers.
I think Harris English, I mean, like I'm glad Harris English qualified, but I actually think he's going to be great. The dude seems unflappable. You know, in all conditions, he just kind of like goes about it. I mean, he's like a bigger, more athletic Russell Henley. Like goes about his business and just gets it done.
Or who had JJ Spaun on their bingo card?
Yeah,
at this point last year, nobody. Like,
yeah,
he was almost quitting golf at this point last year. I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, Keegan is a. I agree. Like, he's a no brainer. Like performed well enough to be picked. I'm just worried about the mental challenge of being the captain and playing because it's so hard. It's going to be so hard to be in a match out there and just not be, and not just be like looking at the board and not looking at the board to see like, you know, where am I at necessarily, but looking at the board to be like, oh yeah, like so-and-so's over here. Like, oh my gosh, like JT got beat. Like maybe I should have done this or should have done that. And then like, okay, yeah, we got to hit this 7-iron close. Like, I don't know. I mean, everybody else is just thinking about their job.
I think he's going to relinquish a boatload. That's going to go to his.
That's why I don't feel good. Who's he relinquishing it to? It seems like we're.
That's the big question.
We're a little light on the.
Which vice captain's taken over kind of the pseudo president's hat?
Yeah.
Captain hat.
I mean, the other piece of it is how often does he play, right? Like, he doesn't have to put himself in for two matches every day. Like, he doesn't have to play five sessions, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
There's a little bit of it that is a, you know, a strategy game and, you know, who am I going to lean heavily on? You know, Scotty will be out there and, you know, some of the other guys, but, you know, I'm sure he'll play. Certainly play
singles.
It feels
like Keegan and JJ would be a great pairing. Like,
Yeah, I just can't imagine he puts himself out there more than once in the first couple of days.
What
Like,
if he puts himself out there opening tee shot? Just club
ball,
twirls the
balls
hell out of the
just
first one.
dropping on the tee box.
He walks out with Trump.
Yeah, he's got DT and just the most obnoxious J's rocking that you've ever seen.
I think he's gonna have JT, Colin, Ben Griffin himself, and I don't like it, but I think he'll take Cantlay and then Burns.
Here's your vice captains, by the way. Furyk,
Oh no.
Kisner,
Oh.
Webb,
Kiss. Ugh.
Nitaker, and Gary Woodland.
That's right. I forgot about Gary.
That made me feel a lot worse just
Furyk.
reading them out loud.
He'll put Furyk in the captain's chair, unannounced captain's chair.
They've got.
I would love to see him take Cam Young and leave Colin at home. I mean, primetime Colin, like you gotta take him. I mean, he's terrible right now. He's
I
not
think
playing well at all.
current form, you're right. I think current form, he's not playing well. He's number
Cam
eight.
Young's playing great.
I think so too. I
And
think
he's
so
got
too.
all the tools for Bethpage. Like he's putting, he's like one of the best five putters on tour right now, statistically, and he nukes it. So
Yeah, I would not hate take leaving Colin at home.
T33 at the BMW.
You know, does he swap Colin for Cam? Does he swap Ben Griffin for Cam? Maybe. I don't like Patrick Cantlay. I think you could leave him at home. I don't think this
I'd leave
last
him
week
home.
is what.
I'd leave Cantlay home.
Yeah, I'd leave Cantlay home. I don't think this last week is worthy enough
He's
to
a
put him in
dog,
there.
man. I know. He just like I'm with you. I don't think he's earned it either in terms of like his play, but like
All
the
season long.
dude does not shrink in big moments.
Well, Keegan's already said that he's not just gonna like he's not gonna take the next six guys. There's
Yeah.
gonna be guys
Jim
that would
Furyk style.
expect to, yeah, there'd be guys that would expect to make it that aren't gonna make it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no,
He said that.
Novak's probably not making it. Mav's probably not making it.
Yeah.
I do think Harmon's not making it.
I don't know where Mav's at on the list, but he feels like number 14 to me.
10.
Ten.
Mav is?
Yeah, he's number 10.
Wow. Wow. I would have never guessed that.
89-13. He's
Wow.
behind Ben Griffin. Yeah.
He said, I feel like he's had like a sneaky, just like
Yeah,
run of
couple of top,
20th
yep.
place
Top 50, yeah,
finishes
top
and
15s.
like just
Yeah.
accumulating points.
A lot of top 15s this year, it feels like.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10. JT, Colin, Ben, Mav, Keegan, Brian,
I mean,
Andrew,
where did
Novak.
Colin get those points?
I don't know.
Early?
Has to be
Or,
early,
yeah,
right?
exactly. I mean,
Man,
JT,
yeah.
him and JT are the two that have a 10,000 points, and JT got the win at Hilton Head, like in
Yeah,
April,
which
right?
is a
Yes,
signature event.
right. So he got the win in April, and has had a couple of top 15, top 20s, right? All season
Yeah.
long, he's been consistent. I think all season long,
Yeah.
Colin.
I think so too. I think everybody is counting JT out because he's not like dominant, but he's having a great season.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Or had a great season, I guess.
Colin was T19 Tour Championship out of 30, T33 at the BMW, T22 at the FedEx, cut at the Open, cut at the Scottish, T8 at the Rocket, T42 at Travelers, 23rd at US Open, 20th at Memorial, 50th at the PGA, 17th at Truist, cut at Zurich, 54 RBC, 14 Masters, 10. He probably accumulated his
I
points
mean,
for 14
every.
Masters, 10 players, second at the
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer,
Oh, that's
second at
good.
the Century. Like, but we're talking like
Everywhere.
April,
That's
January
January
through
and
April.
March. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think he accumulated a large chunk of points
Early.
early and has
And even
not
when he said like
accumulated much.
20th at the Memorial, there's only 70 guys.
Right.
Like,
He's been
you
a
know.
very middle of the road
Yeah.
guy the last 3 months.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of experience. And like you said, peak Colin is hard to beat. It's just a matter of what do you.
Can't make a 6-footer right now. I mean,
Yeah.
it's just yeah.
You
Yeah.
gotta.
Well,
You,
it'll
yeah.
I think what we're gonna have to so our rounds are before the Ryder Cup. right? Like we're driving home when it's starting.
Yep.
Friday.
All right. So we're gonna have to do, I think Charge we do Ryder iPad. Cup bourbon, and then we do like Ryder Cup matchups, predictions, you know, and just kind of just dream a little bit of what could happen.
I'm loving it.
Like it.
It's gonna be a fun 7 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Get that iPad charged. Get the battery backups ready. Draining the battery.
When I took the boys to Michigan, we had two iPads, both charged. We found out that the iPad Pro lasts about 8 hours. Impressive battery life. The iPad, just a regular iPad, about 4.5. So just streaming the whole time. Just downloaded movies, right? Just like, just keep watching, boys. Just keep your eyes down. Keep your headphones on. So
what do you think? Any guesses on proof for the bourbon? Any guesses on anything, Matt, from your perspective before you have to jump? Unless you're sticking on a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's I would guess 110. That would be my guess. As much as I was joking after the first sip at 3.5, that's probably the range that I'm going to be in for this bourbon. If you told me that it's above 115 proof, at the, you know, I mean, you guys can feel free to discuss more, but if you told me what it is and it's above 115 later, I think I'd bump my score up just to say that I'm really impressed at how they did that. It's extremely smooth and very, very flavorful.
Tommy.
Yeah, I think it's good. I was kind of in the same boat. I was thinking like 115. I don't have a specific bourbon in mind that's 115 other than single barrels.
I'm going to give you the proof.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 107 proof.
Close.
Okay.
And age.
It's definitely not antique.
It's not antique.
No cinnamon.
Is it 7 years?
It's not seven. It's more.
Not that. It's more. Okay.
It's more.
Is that a single barrel?
No.
No.
Nope. 9 years.
9 year, 107.
Did a four roses product?
Small batch 9 year 107. Drawing a blank. It's got some good sweetness up front. There's definitely some oak and things, a little bit of bitterness on the back of the palate for me.
It's got that like Weller 12-ish like sweetness right up front, like right when you drink it. It's where you're like, yeah, this is checking all the boxes for me. Oh my gosh, we have a guest speaker.
What's up, boys?
First time caller, long time listener.
Long time listener.
This is probably going to work out really well because we'll be able to be like a sub, you know, like a soccer sub. You're holding the sign up and I walk to the sidelines. You come on in.
It was not a great time. Let's just leave it at that.
Did your kid get drugged down the driveway by the wrist?
I mean, I forcefully put a pull up on her. And yeah, may have given her some children's melatonin, possibly. Cannot confirm nor deny.
It's okay, man.
Don't give me too much stuff to edit out or else it's never going to get posted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have no parents.
I have no embarrassment of giving my daughter melatonin when she is like this. It was a disaster. But anyway, what are we talking about?
I was getting ready to reveal the bourbon. You want to close your eyes real quick?
Revealing the bourbon?
Have you been sipping the blind?
I just sat down, man.
Close your eyes then real quick. Unless Tommy didn't reveal it to you. You may close your eyes.
No, go ahead.
All right, Matt. Tommy, you ready? Can you see
Oh,
that,
wow.
Okay.
I've never had anything from that distiller.
I think that's also different. Yeah, so where
it's the same.
Oh, it's the same.
Wow. Where did you get that?
I actually grabbed it down in Pickerington. So okay. here in Ohio, And
You're there
why
with the
wouldn't you
boys?
find
I
yourself in
tried it.
Pickerington?
Yeah, no. Like, I got a sample from one of the boys.
Oh, nice.
The father-in-law gave me a pour and
Of
like
that specific one?
of that. And I was like, wow, actually, that's very flavorful. I got a lot of oak and some other stuff to it. And then I was reading all the specifics and I was like, I liked it so much. I actually went and bought two bottles. So it was sitting on the shelf. Well, I forget what store, somewhere down in Pickerington. Snagged a couple. I drank through the first bottle pretty quick, and that's where this one comes from. And then I had poured a couple more from bottle number two, but yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's fantastic. That is never something that I would have purchased.
And I'm glad it's lower proof because most of the stuff that I've got's all way like 138 plus. So it's nice when I'm
Yeah.
trying to just have, a glass or two and not totally
Yeah, you're kind of a diesel guy.
get too yeah, get too food.
Hazmat only.
Yeah.
It's
It's
not, if
good
it's
for the
not 135, I'm not buying.
Sunday nights when I'm trying to wake up on Monday at, early and not sleep
How are
in.
those morning workouts coming, Matt?
Oh, great, Great now that I've switched to this.
Right.
He goes, yeah, it's a lot of work to get out of my bed.
It is.
Not
It is.
easy when it's easy when you're used to 135 and
That's true. You go down to 107, you're
down to
good to go.
107, you're good. It's like drinking water.
So,
Oh my
yeah, something you
gosh.
can put on the shelf, and hopefully it's palatable
Oh my
for
gosh.
more
Dave's got a
people.
whole Yeti. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Just kidding. You are still on mute, by the way, Dave. You're still on mute. Still on mute.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, this is the water, actually. This is the bourbon.
You've got
Just tricking you guys.
your mason jar full of lemonade, like the we Eric and I did the barrel thieving experience at Bardstown. You just go in the rickhouse and you try four or five different things just straight out of the barrel.
That's
And
awesome.
there was a lady in another group on the tour, and she had a mason jar of lemonade that she had brought with her and was mixing the samples from the barrel with her lemonade as she tasted them.
Well, good for
Wow.
her.
Some bourbonade.
To the
tour guide's credit, he stuck with the, I don't know, however you like it, it's great.
However you like the bourbon. Yeah.
All right, well, you guys can continue the juice talk episode. I'm gonna go. I don't know. You guys, do we usually pray at the beginning or the end of the podcast? Is that something that we do? We'll say,
God,
we'll need a little
Steve.
one right now. We can.
We'll lift a couple up for
Yep.
you and the youngins.
Yeah, also for my driver tomorrow, just help keep it just down the
Keeping the
middle.
fairway.
Yeah, that's right. So
Fairways and greens.
Where are you playing tomorrow?
Brookside. Yeah. Yep. Ohio Mid-Am. I'm
Hopefully for the next
firmly.
two days you're playing
Yeah,
Brookside.
hopefully for the next 2 days. I firmly represent the cut line at the moment. So
What'd you shoot today?
76.
Okay.
Yep. So
It's a good score.
It's even better when he tells you
it
that he was five over through four.
Holy crap.
was a good score for me after the start I had.
It was actually a little chilly today and windy, so as much as, I mean, it was nice conditions, but it was
It did
windier
get,
than it looked like.
yeah. Yeah. It definitely was. It was, I mean, it was perfect. Listen, I mean, when I started, those were the easiest, best conditions. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. No wind, morning dew, tough. So,
Yeah, it's a hard
yeah.
one.
Yeah, the bus had two flat tires this morning, kind of thing. So, I don't just got to figure it out tomorrow. But
Well, keep an eye on
yep.
the board. We'll root you on. Pray for
Yeah,
your
thanks.
driver.
Hopefully we
For
got the
sure. You got to yeah,
hopefully.
I saw your snap, but I didn't know it was for the mid-am. You got to tell us when these things are going on so we can keep tabs on you.
Yeah, no, that I
Live
expect you guys to
tweet.
keep track of my tournament golf as a highest priority.
Well, I mean, you never know. I could have hopped a jet and been over there, walking along the ropes with you, keeping you motivated.
Yeah.
I noticed that you didn't ask any of us to be your caddy. You
Yeah.
elected to just use a push cart on your own. So
Why would I make you guys endure that? I asked, hey, my pastor Jacob is caddying for me tomorrow, and I think my tee time is like 12:50 tomorrow. And he goes, what time do you need me to show up? I said 12:40.
Be on the
He's
first
like,
tee.
yeah. I was like, dude, just go to number 10 tee. And he goes, can I push the cart? I'm like, absolutely. He's
That's
like,
all
what do
I
you
need
need
you to do.
tomorrow? Yeah. He goes, what do you need tomorrow? I was like,
A
companionship.
prayer, a
Yeah,
couple prayers.
companionship.
I was
Just
like, yeah,
keep it
dude,
light.
we're gonna hit some great shots, and we're gonna hit some squirrely shots. So yeah, it was pretty funny. But he was like, yeah, I can make it. I just can't be there before noon. I was like, do not show up before noon, man. So yeah, not Justin Rose out here on the range with our devices.
Hopefully the bag room guys are running around the range cleaning clubs like they were at the Invitational.
They
Just
offered
kidding.
to clean my clubs after the round today. I was like, boys, we're okay. I got the wet towel was getting used. So yeah, but all right, you guys enjoy
Hang
abundance
in
of
there, buddy.
apologies. So yeah, what are you gonna do? You know, Mondays are tough. We all know that.
Mondays are tough.
Full
All
moon.
right,
All
so
right, I'm out of here. See you,
right.
boys.
See you.
See you, dude.
What up, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did we already talk courses?
Nope.
No.
Kind of. It's been a bit
Just
of
the
a
juice
mix.
talk?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag
Pretty much.
tonight.
Pretty much a hodgepodge juice talk.
We talked a little Ryder Cup. We talked a little blind. So you can give us your thoughts on either, both, whatever you so choose.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the odds, but I haven't looked at the odds, but my guess would be the US is like plus 200 and Europe's probably minus 150.
Wow. Yeah.
Take that as you will, but I expect this to be a challenging one for the US. It seems like we only really have one major piece of firepower. And the Euro guys are playing pretty dang well right now. Not that the US guys aren't, and we could certainly come in and make some and surprise some people, but yeah, it feels like it could be a challenging one for the good old boys.
I don't know if
So
I'd
we'll
classify
see.
JJ Spahn as our one firepower.
Don't know.
I'm sorry, is that who we were talking? I meant Russ Henley. I don't know who you is.
Well,
Who
the
literally,
question we started off with was, is Keegan gonna pick himself?
I mean, he probably should, given the way that he's playing. But it's a tough choice, man. If like he said if they win, no one cares. If they lose, it was the wrong choice, no matter what. So, we'll see. He's playing good golf, though. He is. He's been in contention for the last three or four tournaments, it feels like. So, yeah. I mean, if you're talking, he's. I didn't look at the locks, right? I looked at it earlier today, but I think he was like technically just like
It's like,
top 12 or so.
yeah, he's 10 or 11.
11th.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
And like so like I think there's no reason he shouldn't, because he very well might have gotten selected even if he wasn't, the captain. It'd be fun to watch him play, but like, do I feel that much more confident with like Wyndham Clark or Sam Burns or Cam Young instead of Keegan? Not really. I mean, like, there's just a lot of guys that are solid golfers, but like, do I feel they're significantly better than Keegan? No. Or are they significantly worse? No. I think it's kind of just that's why they made him the captain. He has to make those decisions, not us.
Yep. It always stinks because there's
But
guys that you think should be on the team that are going to get left off no matter what. Like I like Mav
yeah,
a lot. It'd be fun to watch him play in his first, but
I mean, I love Bhatia too. Like, I think his swing is so silky. But like, he's not going to be on the Ryder Cup team, and he doesn't really deserve it. But like, he's a fun golfer to watch.
yeah.
And to me, one of the more exciting players we have. I don't know how young he is, but he's like pretty young, if I remember
Yeah,
correctly.
very
Feels like he's
young.
a kid, yeah. I feel like
Yeah. So he's
he went pro
23.
at
Like,
like 16.
Yeah.
He was really young when he went pro. Yeah, last year.
So like, there's some guys like that where you're like, man, I just love to see him thrown out in the Ryder Cup and get some experience, versus guys that have been around the tour for a while. But I mean, Ben Griffin's playing really good golf. Like, Colin, as much as I maybe dislike some of his attitudes and stuff like that, he's an exceptional golfer, and I think he probably deserves to be on a team. Russell Henley and Harris English, as much as they're, I feel like, boring kind of, they're playing great golf. So like, it feels like they're always in the top 15 of every tournament.
But we get those two guys regardless because they automatically
Exactly.
qualify for
Yes,
the tournament.
they automatically
So
qualify.
they
So
punch their ticket on their own.
and I mean, Bryson is a great choice too. Like, obviously he's punched his ticket, but like, I don't know. He probably should have been on it the last Ryder Cup. But anyway, this is delicious, Matt.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Very mild, compared to what I would have expected from you.
Did you overhear that conversation when you first joined?
No, I
Okay.
walked over to get it. But I mean, I'm guessing it's around 100 and something, 102, 3, or 105 proof, 104 proof, something like that. Maybe even less. I just can't go less than that because I'm like, I don't know if Matt Farr has anything less than 100 proof in his
It's a
in his
safe bet
collection.
to be over proof.
Yeah, it's sweet, but I also get a lot of aged, like, some oakiness to it, some, I don't know, even it like starts off sweet, I feel like, and then I can get the aged at the end. Like I get like a lot of like caramel and vanilla at the beginning, and then it tapers off into like leather and oak. That's kind of like what I'm experiencing. So,
Yep. You're hitting a lot of the good points.
yeah, but it's a great sipper, dude. Like super mild, and I don't feel like I'm gonna have a
You got it on the
hangover
proof.
tomorrow.
Yeah, you're perfect. You got it on the proof. 107. You got an
Yeah.
age guess?
I mean, with that flavor profile, I have to assume like 7 or 8 years at least. But I don't know. It could surprise me and be at like a five, but I don't know. I'd guess eight.
Nine.
Okay.
Yep.
It's close.
You got any brand guesses or are you nothing?
I did hear the beginning Matt say he'd never had this before. So I'm guessing that means it's not
He's never
any
had
like
this, but
you've heard the brand,
I'm
though. He
certain
said
that
the
you have
brand.
had
Okay.
bourbon from this distillery before.
Okay. It's not like Rabbit Hole or something like that, is it?
Nope.
I actually know very little about them, so that was probably a bad guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Just throwing darts.
Remus. Dude, I had a store pick from them. I think I brought to for you guys to taste a while back, one of their single barrels. And I actually think it was just fine. Like I was like, for the price, it's not overly expensive either, which I appreciated. So,
It's their
but yeah,
experimental
solid, man.
series number one, their first release, and I don't even know if they're still available. That's one thing I did not do was check OHLQ.
What's the experiment?
I don't really know.
Okay. Just put experimental on the label and call it
I
out.
think so,
I like
yes.
it.
Maybe there's websites that do a good job of explaining it, but
Oh, it's probably this.
didn't Google it. The
Aged
finish for
in
the Seguin.
Sigmund Moreau barrels.
Nice.
The Ross and Squibb, formerly MGP Distillery. Interesting.
Yeah, boys, it's pretty much
Sorry,
gone. It's
just looking at the Europe lineup. It's every guy like in the first five are playing. I mean, everyone's playing well. This is brutal. Even Fitzy is finally playing well again after a brief hiatus. Anyway, all right. What are we talking? Are we talking band?
I don't really know. We've been all over the map, so the editing on this is gonna take months. So
Could talk Darby too, you know.
we could.
Good. Just keep juice talking.
Just keep
Or
juicing.
just keep juice talk. I like juice talk too. Yeah.
Purchased anything lately?
I have. What did I purchase the other day? Oh gosh, now I'm forgetting what it was.
Old Forester President's Choice.
No, I wish.
How much was it?
I saw it on secondary for like $400 or $500. I didn't see how much they were charging
Oh,
for retail.
250 retail.
All right. So 400's not that bad if
Probably
that's what retail is.
280 out the door. That's
Yeah.
front of the tax. You're 7.5.
What the heck did I get? Gosh dang it. Oh, I picked up a bottle of Booker's, and I think we drank all of it, Matt, on for my birthday, more or less.
Oh, did
So,
we?
yeah, I
Oh,
mean, I
boy.
think there's like a quarter or a third of a bottle left, but that stuff is just heat, man. It's good, but it is just heat.
Yeah, straight
Like it's,
heat to the men to the dome.
yeah, but it is delicious. So I hadn't had a Booker's in several years, so I, you know, there's one sitting out there. I think the presentation, the bottle, the case that it comes in for $100, you know, like it's a cool, like if you're giving it to as a present to someone, it's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I'll say. Is the bourbon worth $100? No, but it's, you
You get a
know,
good
it's a
bottle.
good
You're just
bourbon.
kind of think you're rolling the dice with their
You are,
batches. Yeah,
absolutely.
the
Yeah,
batches. There's some
absolutely.
batches that are pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you thought that the perception of Booker's has changed because, you know, 6, 7 years ago when they jacked the price up to $99 on a 7-year bourbon, everyone was like, oh my gosh, like it's way too expensive. But you watch the rest of what's happened to the bourbon market in the last 5, 6 years, and I mean, you can't get something for it or something halfway decent for much less than $50 anymore, it feels like.
Yeah.
And
Yep,
the Booker's
absolutely.
price has remained flat. Like, I
Yeah.
don't think they've increased that price in the last handful of
That's kind of
years.
why I was saying, like, with the presentation, I think it's the best value because, like, it's cool and, like, the bourbon's pretty good. And, like, you know, you get Four Roses single barrel strength. Delicious, by the way. But, like, that's just a bottle and it's $100. So I don't know. I think it's a great bourbon or, well, above average bourbon, and I think the price is more than I would like, but I don't know, dude. Inflation, right? Like everything right now is more expensive than I would like. So, but it's good, and I've enjoyed it. I just finished my bottle of Caribou Crossing single barrel. Super mild, good though. Good sipping bourbon. But it's extremely mild, like it's 80 proof or whatever, or
Yeah.
85, 90 proof, whatever. I'm almost done. All right, I'm about halfway through the Four Roses single barrel strength, and man, that's a good bourbon. Like it really is. Like I love it. It's delicious. I wish it wasn't $100, but you know, still delicious. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm working through right now. I haven't opened the Frank August Wheated yet. I'm excited to give that a try at some point. And yeah, I just got a neighbor that moved in. He's Columbus Police actually as well, Matt. And I think I mentioned him too, but he's a really big bourbon guy as well. So we had them over for a cookout, and he brought me a nice bottle of Eagle Rare, which was super kind of him. So shout out. And
Cool.
yeah, it's,
Good neighbors to have around.
dude, great neighbor. He's awesome. They're super nice. So, and their kids are like a year younger than ours. So like their oldest is 3 and a half. Their youngest is like a year. So yeah. But yeah, you guys bought anything good recently other than this Remus, Matt?
I think for me, I've purchased couple of Found North. I got the Hell Driver that they just released. The what? Yeah, I got two of those, and
Nice.
that's the most recent one that I believe I've purchased. That's unique outside of like a couple of restocks of Eagle or not Eagle, E.H. Taylor and Blanton's, which. I was supposed to bring you a bottle, but you didn't show up, so.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't do it here. That would have been an absolute nightmare. So bad coming
When
to
do you need
list.
that bottle, Dave?
No, I don't. I just don't have one right
Oh, okay.
now, and I like to have one on my little thingy with all the
Display.
different, yeah, my display. So, and I don't really want my, I have a straight from the barrel still, that I haven't opened, and I don't really want to put that up there. So,
No
yeah,
problem.
I like having a Blanton's always, just because it's like, it reminds me of a simpler time in bourbon. It's not because I'm like, oh, I love it, it's the best drink ever. It just reminds me of how we started, Matt. And that's
What you
why I just
grew up
like
on.
always having one. Yeah, it's, it
16
just
year old.
was different
The
times back when
internet's.
we were, I don't think we were drinking, I think pretty sure the only bourbon I had when I was like in high school was Wild Turkey. And I hated it. It was terrible. But yeah, I think we were in our early mid-20s, Matt, when we started like having the bourbons here and there. So, and that's when, Buffalo Trace products were everywhere. Eagle Rare was new, or new to Ohio, like literally when we started. And so, yeah, but what about you, Tommy? Anything?
Nothing crazy. We had a little bit of this Four Roses single barrel that I got in at Frugal McDougal's on the border of North and South Carolina when we were down there.
Oh, did
So
they
that
didn't have a Watkins barrel proof, did they?
I
Did you
didn't
check
see
for
one.
that? Okay, good. So I keep
I
meaning
keep
to
my eyes
get
open.
one. Thanks, buddy.
I'm sure we'll be back down there. So I got that. I have a show on these guys for a couple weeks from now. We can got
I
the
almost
my
bought one for
2025
you.
Ryder Cup version.
Yeah, when I was
So
at, I saw him out there, and I almost grabbed one for you. But yeah, it's great choice.
it's an in, it, I don't know. It could be awful. Could be good,
Yeah.
but it's finished in a couple of versions. I've never had anything finished in before. It's the shtick on this one is with Bethpage being in New York, it's finished with toasted sugar maple and applewood staves. The sugar maple being the
Nice.
state tree of New York and applewood representing the Big Apple. So
Love it. Love it.
I don't know. It'll be could be weird and unique and good. It could be weird and unique and who knows?
Not so good. We'll
We'll
see.
see.
Not so good. Yeah, what are you guys doing for the Ryder Cup? We probably should get together. Maybe watch on Saturday at one of Matt's hit some golf balls.
I'm sure Matt will be watching. We'll actually be coming back from Michigan that Friday. And then that Saturday, I'd like to think that I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch it. That's Ohio State, Washington.
Presumably it will be a night game, I hope.
Presumably.
Presumably that weekend is actually supposed to be one of the best weekends in sports, because there's like
Oh yeah, that's the one with all the, that's like the,
sick college matchups on
yeah.
Saturday night.
Is that like Oregon, Penn State, or
Oh,
there's another
yeah, that's
really big,
beautiful.
there's another really big Big Ten game
Yeah, I can't remember
that
who.
week.
For seemingly a couple of top 10 matchups on college football, and then it's Chiefs Ravens Sunday, and a couple
Nice.
of other good matchups on NFL. So it's like Ryder Cup all day long,
Yeah, here it is.
mixed with some football.
LSU and Ole Miss play.
That'll be a good one.
Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia. Those are the three. There's some other decent games, but those are the three headliners, I suppose, outside of Ohio State,
Very nice.
Washington, of course.
Yeah, love it.
I'm sure I'll have to do some fatherly, husbandly duties after being gone all week.
Yeah. Where are you, what are you headed to Michigan for?
That's when we're going up to play at Crystal and Kingsley.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We still need to figure out a day here since the weather's getting nice again.
For Urbana, the makeup at Urbana.
Make up at Urbana or out to Brookside or Por qué no los dos.
Yeah. My shoulder's
Definitely.
feeling a lot better, so
That's good.
I think I may be a week away from being able to play golf, so
Look at
I think
that.
I'm
There's
good.
look at my wrist. I'm back.
You're back too.
Although
We were in rough shape, Tommy, for the
Oh yeah.
scramble.
It was so bad.
I
Matt
couldn't
told
hit
me it was
anything.
tough.
Yeah. I couldn't hit anything more than an 8 iron. I feel like I was just like really trying to like control my swing, so I didn't move my shoulder too much. So every swing I was like, please God, don't let me. So yeah, that was a little stressful, but I mean, for how bad our approach shots were, we shot 11 under,
All
like,
right,
or 10 under, like
respectable.
whatever. We if we were hitting good approach shots, we probably would have shot 14 or 15, but we just didn't have it in us for that day. So really no one. I like Matt didn't play particularly well, given what I've seen from him. Adam played okay the first 9 or 10 holes, and then I think the alcohol might have gotten
He was going pretty hard.
to
Hardened the
him.
paint on whatever those drinks were.
Yeah. But I
Nice.
can't say much. Like I said, I couldn't really swing a club for anything. So, but yeah.
I walked in with a bum wrist on Friday
Damn.
on well, I woke up with a bum wrist on Monday, traveled to New York and then to Wisconsin, and in the midst of my travels, thought I healed myself on Tuesday, got worse on Wednesday. Literally was like nervous that I wasn't gonna be able to swing a club, and then just pretty much felt like I was swinging with my left hand only on the course, but was okay. Played the full bag, unlike Dave.
Yeah. You
Yeah.
don't always have
Yeah.
it every day, you know, as we're here in our mid-30s with children and playing golf all the time.
Oh,
It's like Bandon all over again. How many ailments do we have going into this scramble?
Yeah, that one was a crazy one.
It sucked because I couldn't make fun of you. I himself was on the IR.
Yeah, it was not ideal, but I feel a lot better, so I'm headed to Hilton Head on Friday, and yeah, so I should be able to play down there, which I'm looking forward to. So yeah, man, good stuff.
You got a spot picked out, or you're just gonna play wherever?
I think I'm gonna play. So I have some news.
You're now a member at Harbortown.
I
That's great news.
oh
Plus,
man, that
proud
would
of
be incredible. No, I am a member at Heritage Golf Club in Hilliard as of
Ah,
today. So, and
nice.
they have reciprocity with Country Club of Hilton Head, which was one of the
Oh,
drawing
that's cool.
factors. So we get to use their, like I can play there twice a month for free, and then use all of their facilities, dining and indoor pool, outdoor pool, workout facilities, etc. So
How far
yeah,
is that
that's
from your parents' place?
they live on the ninth hole.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
Awesome.
like they're
Perfect.
probably a mile walk to the clubhouse, but they're super close because you have to go, out and around.
Sounds
But they're,
terrible. Sounds like they need a
super
golf cart.
close.
Yep. Time to get a golf cart.
I think it's time to get a golf cart. I'll let them know. So,
Absolutely. Get one of those four, get one of those six seaters. You can load all the kids up.
yeah. So, anyways, we have one more place we can play and review.
Awesome.
Now, two more places if we get to go down to Hilton Head at some point and play some golf. But I did this X Life thing, so there's actually like several courses that you can get access to across the US. Like, there's usually like four or five really good ones all
Did you
over the
say
state.
X Life?
X Life, yeah.
I'm
So it's
not signing
like,
myself up for that. It sounds that like Club
sounds
Court?
adult
Yeah.
only. Is that like Club Court?
Not XXX Life, Matt, just
Oh,
X Life, single X. It's very PG.
yes.
But yeah, it's so like you can, it's like a bunch of clubs that belong to the same,
Okay, so it's
like,
like Club Corp.
yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So yeah, you have, there's like a bunch of different, yeah, a bunch of different clubs that you can play. And there's some in Ohio now that I'm like, oh, I might go check that out. So yeah.
What are the ones in Ohio? Out of curiosity.
The ones in Ohio are, hold on.
Holding.
Hold, hold.
Waiting. Bated breath.
Let's see.
Pause for suspense.
Oh, we have Quail Hollow Country Club, Silver Lake Country
Not that
Club.
Quail Hollow.
Not
What?
that Quail Hollow. This is Ohio.
North Carolina.
And then there is, gosh, Red
Just like
Tail Golf Club, club at
red,
Hillbrook. I don't know.
red tail. What was the
I
second
think
one you said
there's
after quail?
Quail Hollow, Silver Lake Country Club. Yeah, and then actually sent me a list of them. I need to.
As of today, hey.
Indeed,
How
as
exciting
of
is that?
that? That's pretty cool. Just in time for
yeah,
the shoulder to be healed. Something to celebrate. Too bad we're not together.
just in time
Just
for the
in time for the
shoulder to be healed.
snow to start
Yeah,
falling here soon.
got a nice deal on membership dues for winter, so that was ideal.
They have anything there? They have a simulator or anything there over the winter?
I don't think so.
No.
They just have like they're pretty like bare bones club. It's like dining and I mean
Golf and
it's pretty
dining.
cheap to join. Golf and dining is pretty much the only thing. So I was looking at, just trying to find where he sent me the X Life thing,
Well, that's great that you've got access to Silverleaf in Arizona and Quail Hollow in North Carolina. I look forward to
I go to
you taking
Kirkland
us out
Park.
there.
Oh man. Yeah,
Silverleaf's
but
probably ran bound to bump into some famous people out there.
it's a tough get.
Might see Colt Knost playing with John Rahm and
Rombo.
There you go. There you
Will
go.
out there giving some thumbs.
Yeah, but so yeah, exciting.
Yeah, that is.
It'll
That's cool, man.
be fun to have a place to play and have a range to go to, and they have a decent place to post up and finish work, so I can go there, maybe play nine and finish work, all that good stuff. So yeah, man,
Have you played
that's
it yet? Did you
I
do a
played
trial
it.
round?
I did not. I played it a couple of times early in my life, and talked to the guy that did my all of my low voltage in my house. He belongs there, and so we talked about it for a while, a couple of months ago. And he was like, "You should join. It's great." All right. Well, maybe not, but yeah, the reciprocity with Country Club of Hilton Head was a big factor in it,
Wasn't the guy
just
that played in
because.
the last alumni outing, didn't he belong there? This was like 2 years ago. You, me, and you had two buddies that joined us.
No, he belonged to Hickory Hills.
Oh, Hickory Hills. You belong there prior to
I
when you
did.
were with Matt, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked Hickory Hills too. I just that was from my Deloitte years, and I just worked too much, man. Like I just didn't get out there enough. There were so many days that I had like
How do we stop working? Stop
an
working.
email on. Oh,
Feel
I
that
just
way
like
now. Me too.
my Fridays
Here
are
I
so
am.
much
You're 13.
simpler than they used to be.
Right.
So.
Oh, with Brookside. You've only been a member for 13 years? For some reason, I feel like you were born there. Like you've just grown up at Brookside.
13 years,
Only
baby.
13
You've got the
years.
Tommy room where he was born.
No. Only 13.
Man,
That's exciting.
I can't wait to be a golf club member someday when I'm 60.
Can't wait for you to be a golf club member.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be great.
That would be sick.
That would be awesome. I
Member at a
would
golf club.
gladly.
Correction.
Gladly come and get you kicked out. All right, so sorry. Here's the Sugar Valley Country Club in Cincinnati and Dayton, Still Meadow Country Club, Traditions Golf Club in Kentucky. Oh, Firestone Country Club. So you can go there.
Heard of it. Heard of it.
Yeah,
Been
heard
there.
of it.
North of
And then
Tsar, by the
yeah,
way.
Quail Hollow, Redtail, Silver Lake. And then obviously Columbus is, oh, in Toledo, I have access to the Toledo Club, which I've been to before.
Toledo Country
Gorgeous
Club.
building. No, just the Toledo Club. It's
Oh,
downtown.
got it.
It's gorgeous. It's crappy. Unfortunately, they just haven't invested in it the way that they probably should have.
Is it golf or is it
So
like an athletic club?
like
It's an
being,
athletic club.
yeah,
Yeah.
like the Columbus Club
Yeah.
and ACC.
ACC. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a couple in Charleston or South Carolina. Yeah, so
Nice.
we'll see. Yeah, man. That's
Just look at you, just
it's
living that
good.
X life.
X life.
X life.
Just being an X.
Well, that's exciting. Be eager to get out and play.
Can't wait to pick
Yes, me
my
too.
greens fees public peasant trash course on Friday. I'm taking my dad out for his birthday.
Where are you going?
Oh,
Bet
man.
tree.
Ah, yes.
Doing us
Nice,
doing some
dude.
scouting work as well. We've got a father-in-law signed us up for a charity scramble event
Okay.
that we're playing with that his son and the in-laws on that side, they have a son-in-law and he's a big golfer and he organizes this. I think he's on like his 15th year of organizing this
Oh.
Hoosier Caddy Classic, and the charities kind of bounced around from who they've supported and have helped out. And there's been some lulls, so it's been going on for a while. But yeah, we're looking forward to playing out there, and it's gonna be me and the father-in-law and the brother-in-law. And we were supposed to have the last brother-in-law, the oldest, join us, but I think he's out, or he's supposed to be tentative because he's going to be in a wedding and he's with his mates down in Florida. So I don't know who our fourth will be. And I haven't played bent tree in maybe a year or two, so I figured I'd take my dad out there and get some course knowledge,
Advanced scouting. Love it.
reminder myself.
Yeah, I haven't played there in years. I don't remember the last time.
I think the last time I played was my birthday, like 2 or 3 years ago, and the course was in great condition outside of one or two tee boxes. And I just walked the course by myself, had a good time. Took Thomas there
Nice.
once, took the brother there a couple times. So yeah, it was a good place to get to. The change in ownership, though, I think they've changed the pricing model, and it's more dynamic pricing. So I think like as people start to take some tee times, the price starts to tick up.
Friday of Labor Day weekend probably is not great for the dynamic pricing.
Yeah, well, I
Okay.
got on there Friday last a couple
Okay.
days ago, so right when it opened up to book 2 weeks in advance, but snagged a pretty solid time slot at a good price. Yeah, but they had a wide variety of pricing from
Yeah.
like $51 to it was something like $70. I was like, jeez.
Jeez. So,
Nice.
what's your ideal tee time? If you could pick any time throughout the day to play.
I prefer earlier.
Yeah.
The earlier for me, the better. Especially right now in the summertime
Yeah.
with, early light coming up pretty early. Yeah, I'd like to get out there earlier. I'd like it to be crisp and cool. So like the temperature right now is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I
Yeah, it's
woke
so
up this
nice
morning. It
outside.
was what was the low? 54 degrees.
Yeah, mid-50s this morning is great.
Windows instantly open. So that's great. Because Midwest kids, right? Sweatshirts, shorts, that's fine by me. We could throw a couple of layers on and peel them off as we go throughout the day. So,
Amen.
but yeah, even if it's the middle of summer or close to winter, I like the morning. What about you?
I like mid-morning, like 9-ish is like my 9:30 is like my ideal. I don't like too early. But I'd also start at like 2 p.m. is like fine with me. I just go back to like high school golf, and it's like I was almost always teeing off. If we weren't playing an 18-hole tournament, like when school was out, it was like you're teeing off at like 3 p.m. So I just got super used to like late afternoon tee times, and kind of like rolling in when it was like evening and the sun was setting too. So I just never really got used to like early morning tee times. So yeah.
If you asked me with no responsibilities, it would be like 6 p.m.
I
Like,
love that.
give me an evening tea time with nowhere to be, and I'm happy. I can
Yeah, I love
play till it's dark and then have a bite to eat and go home in the summer. But
that. God, that sounds so good.
when you factor in life responsibilities, I'm with you, Matt. The earlier the better.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to squeeze around a golf, and if I can get out there and get one of those first couple times and be able to just, if I'm playing by myself, be able to walk 18 and 2 hours and change and be done. That's
Yeah.
great. But my ideal spot would be the evening, 'cause
Yeah.
there's never anyone out there. Like, I always, for whatever reason, you go out and play, and I look around Brookside and I'm like, why is there nobody else out here? This is when I was, 24 and was single, and then you come to realize, oh, everybody else has kids and dinner and
Families.
family responsibilities. That's why there's nobody else out here right now. But it's a pretty peaceful place to be when you feel like you've got the whole course to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Some golden light coming down, whether it's morning or evening, and nobody around. That's like partly
Absolutely.
what I like about the early morning spot when the sun's cresting over the horizon and you're getting some nice, cool golden hour views.
I think I'm just more awake too, and like the later the day gets, so I just feel like I play better typically, like later on in the day versus early in the morning. I feel like it's my body is just like not fully
Old,
aware
stiff,
yet. Yeah,
frozen.
old, stiff.
My
My
back's supposed to
mind is
crack five
like,
times on your first swing.
I'm too used to working West Coast hours now for the last couple of years now, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really need to be like sharp until like 9:30, 10 o'clock, to like the earliest. So yeah, I need to get back into the workforce where I actually have to be somewhere by a certain time versus just, working from home. But anyway, any bottles you guys are looking for?
Nothing particular. I said earlier I've lost the first lottery of the fall with the OHLQ. So
Yeah, ditto.
that was expected. But still, still never feels
It
good.
still stings. It still stings no matter what.
That Stag store pick would have been a nice one to be able to pick up. But
Because it retails for pretty low, right? It's like 80
Yeah, I mean,
bucks. Is
stag's
that
like
right?
70 or 80 bucks. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But, but we've got a few shots at the Four Roses LE through that lottery. We've got a couple shots at the Old Forester birthday bourbon through that lottery. So I'm certain that neither will be winners, but you know, you can't win if you don't try. So either of those would be great.
Got to get ready for Single Barrel Saturday in November.
True.
Cover all our bases.
But this is, I mean, this is, we're inching our way to September and allocation season. So all of
A
the
good thing
limited
is coming.
edition bourbons will be hitting the market. So I'm sure there will be
Yeah.
another OHLQ lottery for the BTAC and Pappy and all that kind of stuff. I'll be interested to see how they handle the new Master's Keep for Wild Turkey. I'd like to get my hands on that if I could, but we'll see. I don't know if there's supposed to be two batches of Russell's 13 this year or just one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got a retaste of the 13. I'd like to get my hands on that. Whew.
It's really good.
I'm listening, but I'm gonna go get a little refill.
Of Russell's 13.
Not Russell's 13.
It's impressive that I can hear you this clearly.
I wonder how far those Bose headphones work, Dave.
You still hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Are you
technically
all the way
working.
back
Look at
there?
that. You probably
Yeah, I
haven't
am.
been using your audio source for
I have not.
the
I
studio
have
quality
not.
mic right in front of your face, flashing rainbow colors at us for the
I
last
have
hour.
not. I've been using my AirPod Maxes, so yeah.
Hey, look at you.
Nope, might as well just unplug this. It's too late to change my
It's just for
audio.
show,
Just for show. Just for the video. Oh
that no one's
gosh.
gonna
That
see.
no one's gonna see.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh man. Anyway, we definitely need to figure out a good time to get out and play after I get back. After I get back from Hilton Head, our September is pretty chill. So and so is October. So is our October. So I think I'm traveling like once for work in October, but other than that, most of my weekends are free.
Give me a good
So
fall day, and I'm a happy golfer in the fall.
yeah, for sure.
I'm slowly starting to like it more because I just don't need to be. Football is it's nice when it's just in limited doses. So it's too much missed opportunity to be outside.
It's true. But big one this weekend. I haven't talked about that yet
We
on the
have
Juice
not.
Talk.
Man, we need an agenda to keep us on track here.
Just
We have
rambling.
not. What do you expect for Saturday in the Horseshoe? Big 1v3 matchup, which
According
why
to
we're
Paul
three makes no
Feinbaum,
sense.
according to Paul Feinbaum, it's not even going to be close, and Texas is going to blow us out. So.
How that guy has a job is mind-boggling. It's
And
he's such an SEC homer, it's so annoying.
Not
And
even a
like,
job. You just have to be antagonistic and have a wild viewpoint so it gets
that's true.
TV ratings, right?
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about him right now, which is
That's
good
right.
for business.
Bingo.
Free advertising on our podcast. I don't know. I think, you know, I think it's tough to overcome new coordinators and a new quarterback, offensive line turnover. I'm specifically worried about our interior defensive line. I think that it's going to be tough. Like Tylee, just the guys last year were way better than people thought they were. They didn't get a lot of, I would say, like credit just because, like, you talked about JTT and Jack, but like our interior D line was really good.
I think Houston will be back from injury.
Yeah, he's supposed to be ready for Texas.
Is
Is that
he?
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I saw
Look,
something that he
I
was going to be
mean,
back.
I don't expect us to win, but if we did, it also wouldn't surprise me. I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I think we'll come ready to play. I think if Texas comes out firing on all cylinders early, it could be tough to get back from that. I think we have to start fast. Like if we don't start fast, I think Texas could beat us by, 7 or 10 points pretty easily. But if we start well, start fast, people come out ready to play, I think we could win and, win by a decent amount too. Like, I don't think Texas is anything special, to be completely honest. They lost a lot of players. So.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you in the studio with Paul Feinbaum
Yeah.
debating this topic.
Paul be throwing a bunch of arrows. I'm sure you just respond to everything.
Just,
Yeah.
he's like they're a good team, but like I don't know, do they are their talent that they have is not, I would say, that much more or that much better than what we have. And like he was, that's what he was saying, is like on every position they're better except for wide receiver. So I don't know, we're pretty damn good still. Like we got a bunch of 5-star and 4-star recruits out there, just like Texas does. So, but yeah.
I think the key will be, can we run the ball? Because you lose Travion and Judkins, which were such a big part of the offense. The wide receivers are going to be there, but I got to believe Texas is going to play that same bracket coverage and essentially dare Ohio State to run the ball early. And if we can establish any semblance of a ground game to open up some of the passing lanes, I think the offense will have a good shot. I think it'll be sluggish early as you break in a brand new quarterback who's thrown all of 10 passes in his college career, albeit a 5-star kid. I think he'll eventually be good. This will be a great training ground. But I think the on offense, I think the underrated piece is Max Clair. I think he's going to be a huge factor as a receiving tight end over the middle, as a safety valve for saying if he can't get the ball out to if he can't
I hope
get the ball
so.
out to Jeremiah or Carnell or the receivers. So I think offense will figure it out. Defense, I think they've got some great linebackers.
Yeah.
Obviously, so I think some of that'll mask a little bit of that interior D line inexperience. I think Houston will be a good player for all the pub that JTT and Jack got. And I think, well deserved. They were not the Chase Young, Bosa brothers, like game wrecker type guys, other than, a couple games in their careers, like the obviously Jack against Texas and some of those plays, and JTT in that Penn State game. There's a couple games that they were game wreckers, but I think they'll reload on D line. Having Caleb Downs in the back is just a stabilizing force that can't go underrated.
He's so good.
He's so good. I mean,
Yeah.
Ohio State's got the two best players in college football, and Caleb Downs
Correct.
and Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be competitive. I think Texas has a lot of talent. I think their running back room is impressive. Arch has shown out against some,
Arch is gonna be Arch.
inferior competition,
Yeah.
but I think he's a stud.
I think he's the real deal.
So
Yeah,
I
he
think
for
he'll
sure
show
is.
out. Their receiver room's always good. Like, I think it'll be good on good all the way around, and it'll just be a, who gets that turnover the right time, who gets the one big play, who gets the,
Yeah.
those, what did Urban call them? The
The explosives. The
explosives.
play.
And, I hope it's
It's a
close and it's a
major
good game.
bummer that it's at noon.
Yeah.
I would have even like loved to see it at a neutral site at night. Like it still would have been awesome. I know that, I don't know, I still don't fully understand like if it was Texas, like I've heard Texas said no, and then I've heard it was like
Oh,
in some ways
Ohio State
Fox.
would never have said yes to that either. Like, if Texas said, "Hey, like, let's play it at noon in Austin, or play it at night in Austin," like Ohio State would have been like, "Nah, we'll play it at noon."
Totally.
Correct. So you can't fault them for it. Like, as a
I don't
college
blame him.
football
It's just
fan, like,
weird,
that's what TV does, man. Like, that's the tough part about the money aspect of college football. as the TV deals drive all the TV slots. And when we left, when the Big Ten left ESPN, you knew that the best Big Ten game of the week was going to be on Fox at
Right
noon,
at noon.
and that's what it is.
That's the stinky part. I think where your eyes go is where my eyes are going to go for the run game. It's going to be on the O line and where we can establish some dominance there. I mean, I'm confident in Saravelle. I'm confident in Montgomery. I'm confident in Carson Hintzman at center. I think the big question is going to be at the right tackle spot. 11 Warriors has Daniels slated as the starter, so I'm curious if that holds true. I want to see the O-line get some push on the run game.
That Texas D line's always got some big boys in the
Heavy.
middle.
Got some real big
So
boys.
if we don't come out and start moving some people, that's going to be a challenge. And also too, on the passing game, you need to give Julian time,
Yeah,
especially for him being
for
that this is
sure.
his first big start. This is a great opportunity for him to come and show out. I think Julian's going to be good, but I'm also not going to be down on him if he comes out and has a stinker of a
No,
game.
me
If
neither.
he's got, what, 5 seconds to throw, if he's got a clean pocket and time to throw the ball, it still might be good coverage downfield. So like I'm not expecting him to come out there and, rip apart Texas's D.
No, by no means. They've got a
I
great
like
defense.
they've had all summer to prepare for us. We've had all summer to prepare for them. And Sark is one of the best coaches, so he's going to throw some. I mean, he knows he's got a young rookie quarterback. Throw the book at him and make this guy piss down his leg, and that's exactly
Yeah.
what he's going to try to do
Yep.
with studs. So I can't fault Julian for coming out and having a dud of a game in this game. So I think that the O line is really what's going to help dictate if they can
I
make it
can't, I mean,
simple
I
for
can't
him.
fault
Great.
most people, right? Like you just
But
lost half your roster. It's
that's where the
like, I know
coaching
that
staff
it's
needs
Ohio
to do a good
State
job, right? They need to
for
call
sure.
easy passes, quick throws to
Correct.
tight ends, quick throws to running backs in the flat. Like get it out of his hands quick and make it simple,
Yeah.
and then take your strikes when you lull him to sleep a little bit.
Yeah, we're not gonna be starting the game like we started the game in the playoffs and just like
Correct.
Jeremiah Smith for 40 yards to the house. Like
Yeah, this
that's
isn't going
not
to
gonna
be the
happen.
Oregon game where it's
This is
forced.
gonna be the Texas game all over
Yeah,
again,
probably.
where it's
Yeah.
methodical down the field. Take your 6 yards, take your 4 yards, take your check
Correct. Yep.
downs.
Or
Come on,
an 80-yard
hit your
screen
guy in the
pass
middle of a
with
zone for
20
seven.
seconds left in the second quarter.
Possession's not bad either, because I think, we talked a little bit about this in a friend chat, Dave and I did, and it was like, objectively, who do you think's going to win? And I said, you take the guys that have the more established or consistent quarterback. And I think we've got like what? It's Ohio State minus 1.5, 2.5. So you're giving
Two and
Texas
a half.
a couple points.
It's essentially a pick 'em,
It is
right?
essentially a pick'em, but I was
Says
like,
pick 'em.
you take
Yeah.
Texas, you take the quarter, you take Arch and the points objectively. But the fan in me is like, nah, we're gonna kill him. Go Bucks. So,
It's weird though, because it's one game where like I'm just not going to put a lot of stock into if we roll Texas or if we lose, even if we lose by like 20 points. I'm just like, either way, like it's the first game of the season, man.
sure.
Like we've lost to Virginia Tech the first game of the season, unranked, and went on to win the national championship. Like this is a tough game.
The Oregon,
So,
agreed. I think about the first Oregon game at the beginning of the season when,
yeah.
we lost that game because Will slid with 0 seconds
And
left. Like it wasn't a bad
a
game.
tricky call and a tricky call from the
Sure.
refs.
Well, that's
So,
fine. But like we did some good stuff offensively where I was like,
I scored 30
I'm
point,
not
right?
nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can at least score and score fast. Defense serviceable. Like I was like, that's fine. I didn't like that Dylan Gabriel was having himself a great game, but
Yeah, he crushed it. He looked so
if
pedestrian in the second game, though.
we go out and play some decent football and we lose by a touchdown or two, as long as we put up some points and look serviceable, I'll be happy.
And I mean the great part about the expanded playoff is you can have like teams aren't afraid to schedule these games like at the beginning of the year, and you can have these matchups with Ohio State, Texas early in the year. And if one team happens to lose by, a field goal or by a touchdown, but it's not the end of the season. And so if Ohio State ends up losing by a touchdown and they, okay, that's fine. They got some great experience and they're gonna learn, they're gonna grow, they're gonna, keep working and they'll figure it out. But their playoff hopes and national championship hopes and Big Ten championship hopes and Michigan hopes and the three goals, beat Michigan, win the Big Ten, win the national championship, aren't dead
Still in
if
play.
you lose, game
Yep.
one. So, I hope that more teams in college football start to schedule some of these games
Yeah,
that like
as a
it's a good
fan.
barometer, it's a good thing for the fans, and
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's
Having
not a death
these,
sentence to your point.
yeah.
So,
So I
yeah.
excited to watch. No expectations on
I mean, even if you had the
how it's going to play
expectation and
out.
you go out there and you beat Texas as the third ranked team, who everybody's saying, Texas is already, to some experts, won the national championship this year. You go out and beat Texas. I mean, Ryan's going to have a whole different problem, which is how do you keep these guys from thinking
Correct.
they're going to be repeat champs?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because if
Because
you've,
who's the next biggest foe?
I was gonna say, if you've looked at their schedule, it's not a murderer's row this year.
At Washington, Penn State,
Penn State is,
UCLA is not going to be the top five matchup
nah, but maybe you get to crack Nico's or Imalava's helmet a couple times.
Yeah, do that.
Oh
Do it,
yeah,
man.
you
That
go,
idiot.
you go, you go Texas. You got Grambling, OU, the next two.
Yep.
Then you've got Washington, Minnesota, Illinois. Okay, at Illinois, that we'll see what Illinois is made of. At Wisconsin, usually is tough. Then Penn State, November 1st. Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, Michigan. So, like from a schedule standpoint, it's not a murderer's row. You've got to win the games you need to win,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
you lose to Texas. I mean, you can still run the table and, like we talked about,
Easily.
beat Michigan, win the Big Ten, and make it to the playoff. And as we've seen in previous playoffs, anything can happen.
Yep.
You just got to get in the
Yes, they
dance.
can. Yep.
So, but it's good to have football back. I
Happy.
didn't get to
I
watch much of
know.
it this past weekend.
Same.
We had our draft weekend this past, or this, I just came back from it. So we were down at Lake House in Hideaway Hills,
What
and
was the order determiner?
it was horse racing. So we bet on the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont,
Okay.
and then we did horse racing with cards. So you basically, your bets gave you a certain amount of points, and with those points, so like horse racing with cards is like the four aces, and it's just like whatever suit gets flown down, you move up one if it's your suit, and you, with your points, you could move up four spots, or you could use 2 points and move people back. So it was kind of like a, yeah, it was a, which one do you want to do? Do you want to, move yourself up four, or do you want to move all your opponents back, two or three or whatever, and have them? But it was fun, man. Like, it's not my favorite because it's a lot of luck. Like, depending on how the cards are shuffled, you could be all the way back and still, like your percentages as far as like selection of your suit are all pretty much the same. So like maybe you have a small advantage of starting earlier, but like it's like who knows. So I like it a little, or I like it a little less than some of the other ones that we've done, but it was super fun. And I ended up with a third pick and Josh Allen fell to me. It's a super flex league, so I was like, awesome. I will take Josh
That's
Allen.
nice.
Yes. So I will take the QB1.
Who was
That
one and
sounds
two?
great. Sam and Joe. Joe picked Lamar, Sam picked Ja'Marr Chase,
Oh, okay.
which was a very bold pick, with the number two overall pick in a super flex league. In a one quarterback league,
Yeah,
Ja'Marr Chase, totally.
yeah.
But super flex is, you usually want to try to get at least, like, you want to try to
Good
get
teams.
four or five, or like one, or you at least want one of the best quarterbacks and
Correct.
like a running quarterback, because it's 4 point
Wait.
passing touchdowns. So
How many teams in your league?
12.
Yeah,
So it's
so.
pretty deep. Yeah.
Well, I'm back in fantasy this year at
Are you
work.
really? Nice.
It's a
Welcome to the dark
20-team
side.
league, so if you've got
Holy.
any advice, 20
No, I
teams,
don't.
super
Not for a
flex,
20-person
five running
league.
backs.
It is a the only set positions are quarterback and defense. There's no kicker. Everything else is a flex. So, if
Okay.
you've got some advice, let me know.
How many what how many people on a roster? How many roster slots?
12, I think.
Dang. So you got 10 flex positions and a QB and a D?
If there's no tight end, don't draft a tight end.
Okay.
I mean, like, I think draft, and like, if you're not one of the first four picks, wait on quarterback. Even if it's
Well,
one
that's
quarterback, it's like, honestly, like, I would just draft offensive guys, not quarterbacks. I think you can probably plug
that's
and
like my
play.
fear though, right? Like you get pick number six or something, right?
Yeah.
And so, you could get, a Ja'Marr Chase maybe, or a Justin Jefferson or somebody at pick six, but then
Bijan.
you're waiting like 30 picks till your next guy. And so, like, where do you put, given that there's 32 teams in the NFL,
That's a
So
different strategy though, because he's got all flexes, dude. So like if they take
you'll appreciate this though. It's the positional value. So what position, as far as like points projected, gives you the most advantage over other positions? And outside of the first four quarterbacks, waiting on quarterback is totally fine. Because like that next tier of quarterbacks, from like, I'm talking like six after Joe Burrow to like six to like 22. Like, they have like CJ Stroud's like the 22nd quarterback. And like, you can't tell me that you look at CJ and you're like, oh, he has no chance to finish inside of the top 10. I also look at Jared Goff. It's like, he absolutely has a chance to finish in 16 or 17 if they run the ball more or whatever. So like, for me, it's like, what position is the most valuable, and like, what gives you the highest positional advantage? Flex being a little different because like, you have the choice of everyone. I would just look at like, who's predicted to score the most. And it's like, it's probably Bijan, Ja'Marr Chase, or like Saquon. I'm like, if you have one of those guys, you take them, because like that flex, that position's going to give you a much higher points advantage over other folks. Versus like the quarterback, if you have a chance for Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, or Lamar, I take one of those three. Like, I think they give you a pretty big advantage over the other quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, I'm like a little iffy on, but like theoretically, he's a running quarterback and all that. So,
I
but
just remember, like, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in fantasy, but I can remember like 10 team leagues, right? Like, it felt like you'd wait 3 or 4 rounds before a quarterback got picked.
yeah.
And like,
If you're not in a two quarterback or a super flex, 100%, it's always like positional players outside of quarterback for the first two or three rounds.
but I just, with 20 teams, like
Just,
you've got 32 starting quarterbacks, right? Like
I think if you're lucky enough,
there's some advantage to taking one, I would think.
if you're lucky enough to get in the top eight or nine picks, I think you could take a quarterback. If you're unfortunate enough to get in the latter half, then like, I take a positional player of value and then take a quarterback in the second round.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
That's going to be his tough decision that you said you're picking. Do you know when you're picking?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Won't know until we're doing the draft like next week.
You're going to be in a tough position because you're going to have to figure out like where you draft and what position, and then if you still have an opportunity for a top five QB, do you take one? Because I think by pick 15, the top five are going to be gone.
Yeah,
So
you
I
just have to
agree.
wait with the snake and 20 teams. You just
That's
have
the
to wait. You
problem.
just have to wait so long between picks if you're, you
Yeah.
know, if you're
It's
on the
actually
front end or
almost
the back
better to
end.
get the it's almost better to get
Want the
the back
middle,
end
right?
so you can just middle would be I always prefer the middle because I can predict trends then better. So like
That's
if
the
I'm
thing. He
like
doesn't have to worry
six,
about trends. He doesn't have to worry about any trends. He
yeah.
doesn't have to worry about a run on a running back because
No.
he has to fill a running back slot and he's stuck
Correct. With
between,
all flex. Doesn't matter. That's a good
RB2s.
point. That's a really good
I
point.
think
So
the
the only thing
higher,
he really has to worry about is quarterback.
exactly, the higher
Yeah.
pick he gets, the better, because in the grand scheme of the first three rounds, he's going to get the best pick of the best, highest rated or best available.
Being picked 20
If he's
and
got,
pick 21 doesn't
yeah,
isn't great.
doesn't
Like
matter.
you don't you'd rather be pick
Or even pick,
you'd rather be
depending on
pick
what thing,
five than
8,
pick
10.
35.
10 and 11, 12 is still kind of like iffy, shit, crappy, because like you don't, you still have quite a few picks in between. The challenge is going to be if you're in the top five, is do you go quarterback first, knowing you're not going to have a chance to get a really good quarterback, or do you go with like, because you think Ja'Marr Chase or you think
Yeah,
Bijan is going to be the best
I don't know. I
of the
have no
pair.
idea. I've never done this before.
I would almost say that you're probably better off going with a quarterback because the drop off is so deep, and then
So,
come back around and get, hopefully somebody like a James Cook falls to you, or there's still some good talent at running back.
I mean,
Here's
my
the interesting
starting
thing to
lineup
think
is going to
about.
be just a mixed bag of, you know, any points are better than no points is essentially what my starting lineup will be. I have a feeling.
So pick one. Or, you know, top five or so gets you basically five picks in the top 85, 90 players. Middle gets you five picks in the top 90. The last overall gets you five picks in the top 100. So essentially, you're looking like pick one is still the best because you are getting. You know, arguably, like you're getting 140 and 41. So, like theoretically, like that's
Still great
probably
value at
like
40.
where you want to be. But like also middle round's not bad because it's 10, 31, 50. So like you're getting three players in the top 50 versus pick 20 is like 20,
20 and
21,
21.
and then yeah, you're getting into the
41.
60s. So not ideal. But
Yeah.
yeah.
We'll see. It'll be a.
Yeah.
Curious to see what your team looks like.
It's not going to be good, but nobody else's is going to be good either. So it's going to be a battle of who gets the. I have a feeling it's going to be like who randomly picks the second year guy that breaks out or who picks
The
the
rookie
rookie
that
that
shines.
just like shines and the middle of the draft somewhere and.
Whoever got Todd Gurley and waited till week seven.
Yeah, because it's gonna. I mean, I think you're. I think be starting people that like are, you know, wide receiver three on a random team, and so it'll be. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Somebody snags Joe Mixon and takes the risk on holding them for 4 weeks, and then he
Yeah,
pops off in week five.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's good to be talking football, though.
And
It's
golf
so good.
and
Golf
bourbon.
and bourbon. Great time of the
Yes,
year.
can't go wrong with it. Can't go wrong with it. But
Well, I got to get packed up and get ready to hit the road here, boys.
yeah, appreciate you guys. Sorry I was so late.
All good.
It's okay. This will be a fun episode for Matt to edit for us here.
I'm going to toss this one over to somebody else.
Intern still around, Dave?
We get
They're
them on the
busy doing
horn.
other things
Got any
as of
new
right now.
interns that are looking for project?
I do not. I do not. Maybe someday. But all right, gents. I'll chat with you later.
All right, we'll see you.
Take care, Dave.
Cheers.